On this holiday weekend, time once again for a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Denny, and happy Easter to you.
And to you and all the good folks at Haskell's. What I'm looking at that forecast, pretty soon you'll be talking about picnics, I think. But what are we going to be chatting about today?
I thought we'd talk about springtime dining or your Easter meal, and then I thought we'd touch on a little bit on what to do with all those leftover Easter eggs.
Great.
I look at it as a bonanza. Most people think, oh, what am I going to do with all those eggs? But I thought we would first talk about wine pairings with whatever you're going to have for your holiday feast. Most people, ham is probably about the most popular thing, and that's so simple, it's almost a no-brainer. Ham, smoked meats, were just meant to go with Riesling, in my opinion, and while Riesling has sort of fallen out of favor, there's still some very good Rieslings come in from Germany. Dr. Lucen makes just a straight bone-dry Riesling that's very good. So does Dr. Tanish. And Tanish I like a lot because it comes from one of the great vineyards of Germany in the Mosel. And the wine is really exceptional. It's not expensive. It's probably around $12 for a bottle of a very, very good German Riesling that would accompany any ham just beautifully. And I often get requests for a ham glaze, and you can pick it up on the Haskell's website, but if you don't, it's so simple. It's a cup of brown sugar, a quarter cup of mustard, usually either Dusseldorf, which is a German type, or Dijon, a French type of mustard, and then about 4 tablespoons of vinegar. You mix that all together and put that on top of the ham with a little pineapple fruit if you want or something along those lines. It's delicious. And once again, it's so simple. A cup of brown sugar, a quarter cup of mustard, preferably Dijon or Dusseldorf, and then 4 tablespoons of your just plain apple cider vinegar, nothing fancy. Mix that all together and glaze the ham with it. Maybe decorate the ham with some pineapple slices, and it turns out delicious. Another favorite at this time of year is lamb. It's our go-to Easter main course at my house. And there's so many ways you can have lamb. Crown roast of lamb, a rack of lamb, a butterfly lamb, stuffed leg of lamb, lamb shanks, etc. We always get a big leg of lamb, and that seems to be a favorite. We usually have a Bordeaux with that. Lamb, you know, is a very popular thing in the city of Bordeaux in France. In fact, they have lamb what they call lamb of the salt flats, and that sal lamb has got almost a natural saltiness to it because the lamb is all grazed on salt flats overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. You know, Bordeaux is a major port in France, and it's a port on the Atlantic Ocean, and so Bordeaux there just was made to go with that lamb from the salty flats. It goes with lamb from Colorado just as well, believe me. And with that, I like a Cabernet. One of my favorites is Chateau Malmaison. It's a wonderful Bordeaux that's heavy to Cabernet, about 60% Cabernet, about 10% Cabernet Franc, and about 30% Merlot. And it's a wonderful, Bordeaux's are all blends. We've talked about this before. It's very hard to get a Bordeaux that's 100%. They make them, don't misunderstand me. They're 100% one varietal, but generally they're a blend of two or three varietals. And the two principal grape types are Cabernet and Merlot, and then another one is Cabernet Franc, and of course Malbec has been used as a blending grape in Bordeaux for years. It's a wonderful wine to have. Another bad wine is from Spain, a Rioja. The Rioja area of Spain is a little bit north and west of Barcelona. So if you're ever in Barcelona and you've got a free afternoon, go up to Rioja. You won't be disappointed. The wines there are terrific. And the good thing about Riojas is generally they're inexpensive. Even an aged Rioja that's at 5 or 6 years old is at a very affordable price. The other one that I think is very good, or the dish it goes well with, is if you're going to have pork. And pork, of course, is another one of those wines that lends itself to Riesling, but I like a light Pinot Noir with pork. I find that very compatible. If you're going to have chicken, Chardonnay is always good, and again, a light Pinot Noir. And let's not forget, when we're talking about lamb, the great blends of Cabernet Sauvignon you have. There's one called 1881 that I am very partial to, that comes from Napa Valley, and another one called Napa Cut. They're both terrific Cabernets, won't break the bank, and absolutely delicious California Cabernets to go with that. If you have salmon, again, I like a light Pinot Noir. Some of those Pinot Noirs from Oregon or the Russian River Valley in California are absolutely wonderful to have with salmon. And another glaze to have with the salmon is you take 3 parts of good maple syrup and 1 part of soy sauce, mix that together, and put that on top of the salmon. It is absolutely delicious. That soy and that sweetness from the maple sauce on top of salmon, it's my go-to recipe for salmon all the time. You can cook it on the grill or bake it in the oven. It's 3 parts maple syrup, 1 part soy sauce, and it goes so beautifully. And again, it's so simple. Of course, at this time of year, we're having a lot of springtime dishes. And what do you think in spring is stuff like asparagus, fresh carrots, peas, etc., are just terrific. And I don't think many people who have a big Easter dinner do it without something like au gratin or scalloped potatoes. And those things lend themselves to almost any wine. That little bit of cheese and cream in there is so good with almost any kind of wine when you're doing au gratin or scalloped potatoes. If you're having an Easter brunch, you know, make it easy on yourself. I always think Bloody Marys are a great thing to serve at an Easter brunch. Everybody's happy with them. Same thing with mimosas. A mimosa is orange juice and champagne. And we do it at Christmas, and you can do it at Easter as well. Do cranberry juice and champagne. And again, when you're using champagne, I'm talking about sparkling wine, not real champagne, an inexpensive sparkling wine. When you have a good sparkling wine, why would you want to dilute it with orange juice or cranberry juice or raspberry juice, whatever your favorite is? You find yourself an inexpensive one. A cava from Spain are very, very good, and so is Prosecco. Makes a great mimosa, and Proseccos abound, and you can find some really good ones that are not too terribly expensive. And let's not overlook champagne itself, sparkling wine. Very, very good item to have if you're having an Easter brunch. And today you can get those wonderful sparkling rosés that don't break the bank. They're very, very affordable. And wines like Boyo, which is made in Burgundy, it's a Cremant, so it's not champagne, but they make a Brut and Rosé, both under $20, that would fill the bill just perfectly for a brunch. And who can deny the pleasures of the joys of the pop of a champagne cork, and then the joy of having champagne or sparkling wine with your favorite brunch meal? I did say we'd talk about eggs. Everybody ends up with a lot of hard-boiled eggs, and I think it's a bonanza. Of course, I love egg salad and deviled eggs, and those are easy. Don't forget you can add hard-boiled eggs to any salad or even any kind of greens. Egg goes very well in ham salad, tuna salad, etc., very nicely. You can make a breakfast casserole with hard-cooked eggs, very easy. Creamed eggs on toast. Avocado mixed with egg salad is terrific. Make homemade pickled eggs. You can put those hard-boiled eggs in the center of a meatloaf. It looks very pretty and tastes even better. They make great hors d'oeuvres. Caviar shell filled with a little, or egg shell filled with a little caviar is very good, the white. And you mix that with capers, go well with eggs. I mean, there's so many things you can do with those eggs. And you can use them before you have the egg hunt. They make great place for name cards, or when you die and the eggs, put the people's names on them and use them as egg cards. You can have an egg hunt. That's always a lot of fun. And then, of course, one of my favorite things is hard-boiled dressing. This is just, again, a no-brainer. You take half a cup of olive oil, a quarter cup of vinegar, a tablespoon of Dijon mustard, and three hard-boiled eggs all chopped up. And you mix that together, salt and pepper to taste, and it's marvelous. You can use it on anything. Again, I'll repeat that. It's a half a cup of olive oil, a quarter cup of vinegar, a tablespoon of Dijon mustard, salt and pepper to taste, and three hard-boiled eggs all chopped up. Mix that together, and it goes beautifully on asparagus, on pasta, on grits. It's just on just a plain salad. It is an absolutely no-brainer dressing that is so delicious and a very, very good use, in my opinion, of hard-boiled eggs. Like I said, I always look at those eggs as just a bonanza. You know, a sliced hard-boiled eggs on toast in the morning is a very delicious thing. And if you don't feel like poaching eggs when you're making Eggs Benedict, try Eggs Benedict made with sliced hard-boiled eggs. I think you'll be surprised. It's very, very good. And it's sort of a no-brainer, particularly people that are uncomfortable poaching eggs for some reason, don't seem to like it or are intimidated a bit by it. But at any rate, I think you get the idea. There's just a jillion uses of a hard-boiled eggs. You can make a deviled egg dip, which is just terrific, and then serve that with chips or something. Those hard-boiled eggs are just about as useful in the kitchen as could possibly be. Also, we shouldn't forget, Ted Farrell has put together a 6 for $60. That's where you get 6 bottles of wine for $60, and he's done a spring one that is just terrific. He's got in there Natalie Verga, a Rosé Prosecco from Italy, just delicious rosé, would be a good wine to have with your brunch. He's done Bouchard's Pinot Noir from Burgundy. Bouchard's a great old house in Burgundy. It's 100% Pinot Noir rosé. Just a lovely springtime wine, would be perfect with any meal. A Casafarelli Pinot Grigio, our Pinot Grigio, I think, is one of the best. We really Seat's got a very, very good supplier. And Casafarelli Pinot Grigio is part of it. Papica, it's a Spanish white wine that's Sauvignon Blanc, and another native grapevine from Spain. And it's really very delicious. That would be a nice wine to have with spring peas, that Spanish paprika. And then a little Cote de Rhone, my favorite, are just great with grilled burgers. And with the weather warming up, we'll be grilling before long, that's for sure. And lastly, one of my favorite Zinfandels is called Windstorm, and that's in the 6 for 60. And that Zinfandel would be perfect with anything right off of the grill. And, of course, Zinfandel goes well with barbecue and chili and things like that. So there you have it, some ideas of what to do with all those hard-boiled eggs, some pairing suggestions with your favorite meals for Easter or your holiday dinner. And a few recipes are grilled ham glaze, and don't forget that recipe for hard-cooked egg dressing. Believe me, you'll be so glad you have that in your repertoire. In fact, it's such a good recipe, I'm going to repeat it once more. It's a half a cup of olive oil, a quarter cup of vinegar, a tablespoon of Dijon mustard, three hard-boiled eggs chopped up. Put that all together, salt and pepper it to taste, and then use it, that hard egg dressing, for almost anything. You can put it on top of lasagna. You can put it in a, on top of a salad. You can serve it on top of fresh spring asparagus. It's just a versatile, delicious dressing, and what a wonderful use. You'll like it so well, you'll be out hard-boiling eggs just to make it again and not to use up Easter eggs. So there you have it, some recipes, some wine and food combinations, and then, of course, Ted's 6 for 60 for your springtime entertaining.
Some great information, as usual. Jack, tell us about Haskell's before we head to news.
That's right. Haskell's is having right now our fabulous spring sale. We have over 125 BOGO items. That's where you buy one and get one free. And there's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior. There's a Haskell down in Faribault right off at 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of vineyards. Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis for free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, Haskell's does deliver. And I'd like to take this opportunity, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, Haskell's does deliver. And I'd like to take this opportunity to wish everybody a very happy Easter.
And you as well. Thanks so much, Jack. We'll come back next week with more Wine Chat here on CCO.